deceived by the evil spirit of witchcraft. The devil does not know that he is a devil, he thinks he is a man of God. We discover in the scriptures that rebellious people have evil spirits like those who work trickery through witchcraft. Samuel, who was a judge and prophet, rebuked and condemned King Saul, 1 Samuel 15:23, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. 17 Evil works of sins deceived sinners. They use their evil power of deception to mislead unbelievers to believe that they are performing miracles. The dragon, false prophets, and beasts are evil ministers and evil people. God gave them power to deceive those who will not repent, believe, and obey the truth. Obviously, foolish people can easily become bewitched. Paul rebuked Galatians for allowing devils to bewitch those who did not obey the truth. Paul condemned evil ministers who bewitched the Galatians with the evil spirit of sorcery. Galatians 3:1, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth? Devils currently use witchcraft and deception to control and defeat his evil family, who are unbelievers, by persuading them to disobey the word of God. Only those who have truly repented of their sins, and are born of the Spirit of God, will escape the false teachings of those who are descendants of devils. Acts 8:9-11, But there was a certain man, called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery, and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, This man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. Simon the sorcerer exalted himself to the people of Samaria as a great man of God. He deceived them for a long time, until God exposed his ministry of deception through Peter. Peter said, verses 21, 23, Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness, and in the bond of iniquity. Simon the sorcerer was a false preacher, bewitching with sorcery. Barjesus was another sorcerer who proclaimed to be a Jewish prophet of God. He withstood Paul and Barnabas as they ministered to Sergius Paulus, the deputy, who desired to hear the truth in the word of God. Acts 13:6-7, And when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Barjesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul, and desired to hear the word of God. The Spirit of the Lord was striving mightily with that deputy. He desired to hear the truth. Therefore, he called for Barnabas and Saul to instruct him with the Holy Scriptures. Verse 8, But Elymas the sorcerer, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Elymas, who was Barjesus, a wizard, determined to turn the deputy, who was a believer, away from the Christian faith of Jesus Christ. He nullified Barnabas and Saul, whom God ordained to instruct the convert. Verses 9-10, Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him, and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? Barjesus was a devil. He was an enemy to everything that was right in the sight of God. The deputy was in spiritual bondage because of false doctrine. Therefore, the Lord anointed Paul with power to deliver Sergius Paulus out of the hands of the devil. Paul said, verses 11-12, And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Paul emphasized, 2 Corinthians 11:13-15, For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Paul was emphatic and clear, Ephesians 4:14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. The children of God should be extremely cautious about the ministry they follow because of the sleight of hand witchcraft ministry of devils. The devil controls unregenerate people of the world who commit sin. Paul proclaimed, Galatians 5:19-21, Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Those 17 works of the flesh are sins manifested in the lives of ungodly people. They are evil works in which sinners find pleasure doing. Paul warned the Christians not to commit those sins. He testified that those who continue to sin shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Exodus 7:11-12, Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Pharaoh was a devil. His wise men, sorcerers, and magicians were devils. They all belonged to the family of devils. The magicians tried to use their trickery to defy the power of God working through Moses and Aaron. However, Aaron's rod, which symbolizes the authority of God, swallowed up the witchcraft, which Pharaoh's ministers tried to use against them. The true power of God will always defeat those who depend on witchcraft for their deliverance. God determined to bring his people out of bondage through Moses and Aaron. Therefore, the rod of God through Moses and Aaron defeated and swallowed up the rods of trickery and witchcraft. Paul warned Timothy to beware of devilish people who resist the truth. 2 Timothy 3:8, Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. The New Testament is consistent with the Old Testament concerning witchcraft. The evil spirit, which controlled Jannes and Jambres, was working against Paul through men whom sin had corrupted their minds. They tried to destroy his ministry by deceiving the people. Verse 6, For of this sort are they which creep into houses, and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. The words of evil ministers ensnared silly women who had refused the truth, because they were sinful and full of lust. Ungodly men led them away from God. When they had sex with them, they exalted them to preach false doctrine. God has not anointed and sent evil women. They desired to usurp authority over holy men because ministers of devils exalted them to preach. However, God enabled Paul to overcome them as Moses overcame the sleight-of-hand magicians of Pharaoh. Jesus anoints his ministers, both male and female, with power to prevail against the evil ministry of devils. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed God's judgment against unregenerate humanity. They would not follow Isaiah's teachings concerning the truth in the Word of God, because witchcraft and enchantments inspired them. God gave Isaiah a prophetic message against all those who believed in the trickery of witchcraft, and their final destruction. None of their prognosticators could save them from the wrath of God. Isaiah 47:12, Stand now with thine enchantments, and with the multitude of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth. Verses 13-14, Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators, stand up, and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Behold, they shall be as stubble, the fire shall burn them, they shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. True Christians will not worship even a mild form of witchcraft with a symbol of a witch on a broomstick. Those naive worshippers of devils allow their children to labor in that ritual from their youth. God said to Moses, Deuteronomy 18:10-13, there shall not be found among you any one that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. Jesus declared in the New Testament, St. Matthew 5:17, think not that I am come to destroy the law, or the prophets, I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Let us look back in the book of Samuel to read about King Saul, a man who disobeyed the Lord, and the Spirit of God departed from him. God did not answer his prayers. He went to the witch of Endor, who worked trickery by a delusion, pretending to call Samuel from the dead by the evil spirit of witchcraft. 1 Samuel 28:6, and when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim priest, nor by prophets. Verses 8-9, and Saul disguised himself, and put on other raiment, and he went, and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night, and he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I shall name unto thee. And the woman said unto him, Behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done, how he hath cut off those that have familiar spirits, and the wizards, out of the land, wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life, to cause me to die? God commanded Moses, Exodus 22:18, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. God commanded Moses to teach his people to destroy all evil spirits of witches and wizards out of the land. However, Saul disobeyed, and could not hear from God, therefore, he sought the witch of Endor. 1 Samuel 28:10-12, and Saul sware to her by the Lord, saying, As the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Then said the woman, Whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, Bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice, and the woman spake to Saul, saying, Why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. Saul deceived the witch, and the trickery of the witch's witchcraft deceived Saul. Verses 13-16, and the king said unto her, Be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw gods ascending out of the earth. And he said unto her, What form is he of? And she said, An old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground, and bowed himself. And Samuel said to Saul, Why hast thou disquieted me, to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God is departed from me, and answereth me no more, neither by prophets, nor by dreams, therefore I have called thee, that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do. Then said Samuel, Wherefore then dost thou ask of me, seeing the Lord is departed from thee, and is become thine enemy? The witch of Endor was a devil who was deceiving humanity with sleight of hand witchcraft. These scriptures prove that those who go to sorcerers will not get help from God in the time of their troubles. The day after Saul went to the witch of Endor, he committed suicide when he fell upon his sword in battle. 1 Samuel 31:3, and the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was sore wounded of the archers. Verse 4, therefore Saul took a sword, and fell upon it. Verse 6, so Saul died, and his three sons, and his armor-bearer, and all his men, that same day together. St. John 6:70, Jesus answered them, Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? In the New Testament, Judas Iscariot, a disciple of Jesus, was the personification of those who choose to be a devil. He was not a true worshiper of Jesus Christ. He was a descendant of devils. Jesus chose him and 11 other disciples to prepare them to do a great spiritual work for God. However, he refused to cease from sin. He would not allow Jesus to sanctify and redeem his soul. he merely desired to satisfy himself. Judas loved money. He did not love Jesus Christ. Therefore, he did the deeds of his father, the devil, and betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. St. Matthew 27:3-5, then Judas, which had betrayed him, cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and departed, and went and hanged himself. There is no forgiveness for sin after death. Jesus will not save those who commit suicide. Judas was an example of those who commit suicide. He paid with his life for betraying the Lord. His lust for money led to the destruction of his body and his soul. He characterizes the attribute of devils, someone who willfully pursues the lust for money at all cost. Paul proclaimed to Timothy, 1 Timothy 6:9-10, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. The devil's family has 7 kindred spirits, which fight against God and his people. Jesus proclaimed, St. Luke 11:26, then goeth he, and taketh to him 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in, and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. The evil spirit of devils, Satan, serpent, dragon, beast, false prophet, and the scorpion, are a unified force of evil. They inhabit bodies of ungodly people who resist the truth, until God ultimately destroy them. God will destroy, by the power of Jesus Christ, that demonic entity. John wrote, Revelation 20:1-3, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit. Verse 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Jesus condemned the Pharisees and unbelievers of all times who fight against the truth. He said, St. John 8:44, ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh the lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. Jesus declared that they were descendants of Cain, who was a devil and the first murderer. He lied to God after he murdered his righteous brother, Abel. Genesis 4:8-11, and Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not, am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. The Pharisees did not know that they were descendants of Cain. He was a devil. Evil spirits controlled their minds, bodies, and souls. They fought against Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, and his disciples, who were true worshippers of Jesus Christ. However, the Pharisees thought they were children of God. St. John 8:41, then said they to him, We be not born of fornication, we have one Father, even God. The devil greatly deceived the Pharisees and Sadducees because they believed that God was their Father. They were false ministers who hated Jesus and sought to destroy him. Verse 42, Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Genesis 3:1, Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Job 26:13, By his spirit he hath garnished the heavens, his hand hath formed the crooked serpent. Prior to creating Adam and Eve, God created the serpent, the devil, and all evil spirits during the time of darkness, that humanity will have the chance to choose to be good or evil. God said to Moses, Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. The spirit of the serpent influenced evil people in all times. The serpent and the devil are the image of all evil. These scriptures teach us that God created all things including light, darkness, good, and evil. God was emphatic to the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 45:7, I form the light, and create darkness, I make peace, and create evil, I the Lord do all these things. Contrary to popular belief, the devil never inhabited God's eternal paradise of heaven. Lucifer falling from heaven is a metaphor of Satan falling from the congregation of the saints. Isaiah's metaphor concerning Lucifer, a wicked Babylonian king who had great authority over the people of God, symbolized Israel's victory over their oppressor. The congregation of the children of Israel, who repented and humbled themselves to the will of God, symbolized the people of God who overcome false religion and are in spiritual heavenly places. Paul was clear, Ephesians 2:6, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The Lord promised to stop that wicked ruler from oppressing his obedient people. God gave Isaiah a prophetic message, Isaiah 14:3-4, and it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow, and from thy fear, and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon, and say, How hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased. Verses 12-13, How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation, in the sides of the north. The disciples said to Jesus, St. Luke 10:17-20. Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. When the disciples cast out devils, the Lord reminded them not to rejoice merely because the evil spirit of devils was subject to them. The 11 disciples' ultimate joy was that they knew that Jesus wrote their names in his book of eternal life. John declared, 1 Epistle of John 3:8-10, He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. When we are born of the Spirit of Christ, we have a fear of God. We will not intentionally commit sin. The devil's family will never repent. They maintain 17 works of the flesh. The scriptures plainly differentiate the people of God from the children of the devil. Anyone who perpetuates an evil life of sin is a devil. They premeditate adulteries, fornications, homosexuality, witchcrafts, envies, murders, drunkenness, thefts, lies, scams, and commit all other hideous sins. Whosoever is born of the Spirit of God will overcome the works of sin. We shall humble ourselves, repent and obey the commandments of Jesus Christ, and will not allow evil desires and evil people to control us. However, devils enjoy the pleasures of sin and will always disregard the Spirit of God, and not believe the warnings to cease from sin. Therefore, Jesus said, St. John 8:24, I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. St. Luke 13:5, Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Jesus Christ gave divine power to those who are true ministers of God. The serpent, which is the most subtle evil spirit within the family of devils, has no power over us. Genesis 3:1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Jesus disclosed to John, Revelation 16:13-14, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles. They were working miracles through deception, trickery, and sleight of hand witchcraft, with the word of God. Revelation 13:8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. John is revealing in that verse that the elect chosen people of God will not worship devils, even if they are working deceitful sleight of hand wonders in which they deceive those who follow them. Jesus Christ did not write their names in the book of life with the true born-again children of God. Revelation 17:8, the beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. John was articulating that those sons of perdition have authority to deceive only the family of devils with the word of God. Lying wonders coming forth from the devil's family will not deceive the true children of God. God's determination is to consume them in the bottomless pit, which is hell. Revelation 21:8, but the fearful, and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 13:18, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. The devil's instruments are the beasts, false prophets, and false Christs. They are vessels to deceive unbelievers. The followers of devils will come together to fight against the spiritual kingdom of God which he established in the heart of the believer through Jesus Christ. Revelation 17:13-14, these have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords, and King of kings, and they that are with him are called, and chosen, and faithful. The psalmist proclaimed, Psalm 49:20, man that is in honor, and understandeth not, is like the beasts that perish. Those who honor the beast, who are false ministers, and disobedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ, will ultimately perish. Jesus declared that Herod was a fox, and not a man of God. St. Luke 13:31-32, the same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying unto him, Get thee out, and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. And he said unto them, Go ye, and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. In St. Matthew 16, Jesus rebuked the Pharisees and Sadducees because they came to him tempting him. They desired him to show them a sign or a miracle from heaven. Jesus said, verse 4, A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them, and departed. According to that verse, Jesus did not give them a sign, which is a miracle. He instructed them to look for the sign of Jonas the prophet, who repented and did the will of God. The Lord knows when we need a true miracle. He desires for his people to believe his words and not seek after miracles. If you continue to seek after signs, the devil will give you an illusion that will cause you to be a worshiper of devils, and not a worshiper of God. Jesus said to the woman of Samaria, St. John 4:22-24, Ye worship ye know not what, we know what we worship. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Naive worshippers worship devils who deceive those who do not accept the truth. The Pharisees and Sadducees were preaching false doctrine. Jesus warned his disciples of the false doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees. St. Matthew 16:12, Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. The leaven was an analogy of false doctrine. The 11 disciples of Jesus Christ did not believe him merely because of his miracles, they also believed the prophetic messages of the Holy Scripture that testified that he is the Son of the living God, the Messiah. Jesus said, St. John 17:8, "For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me." Jesus desires for humanity to have faith in his words, because it is evident that we are living in perilous times. Jesus expounded, St. Matthew 24:23-24, "Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs, and false prophets, and shall shew great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Jesus warned his disciples of false ministers, who are the devil's instrument to work deception with the word of God. He cautioned them so that their signs and wonders would not deceive them with sorcery. However, the Lord will manifest the devil's children, whereby their false teachings will not lead away his chosen people. Jesus said, verse 25, "Behold, I have told you before." The Lord is still warning in this verse. Verse 26, "Wherefore if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth, behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not." The Lord does not desire his people to worship devils. Paul wrote, 2 Thessalonians 2:8, "And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth." The spirit of his mouth is the word of God. Verse 9, "Even him, whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders." Paul saw the mystery of iniquity at that time, so it is now. Verse 4, "Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, shewing himself that he is God." 2 Thessalonians 2:7, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way." Paul emphasized that God is allowing false ministers to work witchcraft until he destroy them. Judas, who was a devil, destroyed himself by committing suicide after he betrayed Jesus Christ for money. St. Matthew 26:14-16, "Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests, and said unto them, What will ye give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Ahithophel the Gilonite, a counselor of King David, was a prominent man in Israel. However, he was a devil. He conspired with Absalom, the son of King David, to destroy King David, who was God's anointed. God declared, Psalm 105:15, "Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm." 2 Samuel 15:12, "And Absalom sent for Ahithophel the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom." 2 Samuel 16:20-21, "Then said Absalom to Ahithophel, Give counsel among you what we shall do. And Ahithophel said unto Absalom, Go in unto thy father's concubines, which he hath left to keep the house, and all Israel shall hear that thou art abhorred of thy father, then shall the hands of all that are with thee be strong." Verse 23, "And the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man had inquired at the oracle of God, so was all the counsel of Ahithophel both with David and with Absalom." Ahithophel was a devil. He was an enemy to David, and his counsel was lies. He thought that Absalom would accept his counsel. However, God brought his advice to naught. 2 Samuel 17:14, "And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, The counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel." God determined to kill Absalom and Ahithophel. Hushai was David's friend. When Absalom called for him to give him advice, Absalom accepted the counsel of Hushai and rejected the counsel of Ahithophel. Ahithophel chose to be a devil, because he envied David's power and authority from God. He counseled Absalom, David's rebellious son, to commit fornication with his father's housekeepers. He fully supported Absalom's rebellion against his father and against God. Therefore, the Lord withdrew his grace from Ahithophel, which caused him to destroy himself because of his betrayal of King David. Verse 23, and when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his ass, and arose, and got him home to his house, to his city, and put his household in order, and hanged himself, and died, and was buried in the sepulchre of his father. Consequently, Joab, the military general over the armies of Israel, and his soldiers, slew Absalom. 2 Samuel 18:14-15, then said Joab, I may not tarry thus with thee. And he took 3 darts in his hand, and thrust them through the heart of Absalom, while he was yet alive in the midst of the oak. And 10 young men that bare Job's armor compassed about and smote Absalom, and slew him. Absalom was a devil who died for his sins. He did not respect God or his father, David. Jesus said, St. Matthew 15:4, for God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and, he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. Jesus condemned the unbelieving Jews and called them the children of devils, and predicted their final destruction. St. John 8:39, they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. Verse 23. Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Verse 21. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins, whither I go, ye cannot come. Obviously, Jesus condemned them because they would not believe that he was the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus continued, St. Matthew 23:33, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Devils do not desire to repent. They love the pleasures of sin. The highest aspiration of devils is to lie and deceive unbelievers in the 17 works of sin. They do not overcome and repent. The unbelieving Jews call Jesus, who is the Son of the living God, the devil. St. John 8:48, then answered the Jews, and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan, and hast a devil? St. John 7:20, the people answered and said, thou hast a devil, who goeth about to kill thee. St. John 8:52, then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Jesus rebuked the Pharisees about the second death, which is eternal destruction in the lake of fire. After Jesus rose from the dead and ascended to heaven, he revealed to John to write the book of Revelation. Revelation 20:6, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, on such the second death hath no power. When Jesus was on earth, prior to raising Lazarus from the dead, he said to Lazarus's sister Martha, St. John 11:25-26, I am the resurrection, and the life, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Paul was emphatic to the Christians concerning their spiritual resurrection. Ephesians 2:1, and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Conclusion, this is the deception of the families of devils, they do not know that they are devils, they think they are the children of God. The mystery is, devils choose to be devils because they love evil doings and hate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and all those who have faith and obey him.